So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the distinctions in the wording of the Aseres HaDibris regarding Shabbos. The Gemara continues and asks, why is the word Taiv mentioned only in the Dibris Achrayinus, as the Pasuk states, L'man Yitav Lach, but Taiv is not mentioned in the Dibris Rishayinus? The Gemara explains, Hail B'Saifan L'Shtaber, because the Luchas Rishayinus were destined to be broken through the Chet Egel, and if the word Taiv had been included, Chas V'Shalom Pasuk Taiv Mi Yisrael, this would signify Chas V'Shalom that there would be no more Taiv for Kla Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua says, Haroya Tes B'Chalai Mai Simen Yofalai, seeing the letter Tes in the dream is a good omen. Because the Torah first mentions the letter Tes in the word Taiv in the Pasuk B'Yara Lekim Azayir Kitaiv. The Gemara now elaborates on the Isr Klein Baharva breeding two species. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shlokesh says, Hamarbiyash Neiminim Shebeyam Laika. If a person breeds any two species of the ocean, he receives Malkus for Klein Baharva, because there's a Gzer Shava from Yam to Yabasha through the word Lemineyu. The Pasuk of Yam states, Ve'eskol nefesh ha'chaya ha'remesis ashashor tzu ha'mayim limineyim. And the Pasuk of Yabasha states, V'yas lekim eschayas ha'aretz limineyu. This climb applies to creatures of the ocean as well as it does to creatures of the land. And the Gemara adds that so too, this climb de harisha applies to creatures of the Yam as well. And one is forbidden to perform work with any two species of the Yam. The Gemara asks, Hamanik be'iza v'shibut mahu. What's the halach of a person hitched a goat and a fish to a wagon and they pull the wagon together? Is he liable for climb the harisha or not? Do we say kimin de'iza loy nachas b'yam v'shibut le'solk li'abasha loy klomavid? There's no ister klayim because the goat and fish are not considered together, since the goat is on land while the fish is in the water. Or hashtamias komanik. There is an ister klayim because they're working together. However, there is no question regarding chibur chita v'sa'ir b'yadoy. If a person sowed a kernel of wheat and barley together on the border of Eretz Yisrael, and the chita was in Eretz Yisrael, while the sa'ar was in Chutz La'aretz, he's certainly not liable for Klai Yisrael because Hasam Eretz Mokim Chiyuva, Chutz La'aretz Loi Mokim Chiyuva. The Isser Klaim applies only in Eretz Yisrael, but does not apply in Chutz La'aretz, and there were no two minin in a Mokim Chiyuv. However, the question does stand regarding Hamanik Be'iza V'Shibuta because Hacha'id V'idi Chiyuvahu. The Issa climb applies in both the Yabasha and Yam, and there were two minim in a Makum Chiyuv. This question remains unresolved. Hanulach Perek Shur Shinogi Chasapara, where Baruch Hashem completed the fifth Perek of Masechet Baba Kama, and will now begin the sixth Perek Hakainis Be'ezus Hashem. Zakh the Mishnah, Hakainis Tzayin Ladir, V'nol B'fnei Kuro, V'yatze V'zika Pater. If a person brought his sheep into a pen and secured it with a proper fence, but the sheep managed to escape anyway and cause damage, he's not liable to pay because it was an oinus. If he secured it with a weak fence and the sheep escaped and caused damage, he's liable to pay because he was a b'sheya. And the Brisa elaborates, even if the fence was only able to withstand an average wind, but not a ruch she'ein mitzuya, a strong wind, it is still a proper protection and he's potter. However, she'ein yichay lamed beruch mitzuya zeu shaloi karo. If the fence was unable to withstand even an average wind, it's not a proper protection, and he is chayiv. The Gemara initially assumes that the Braisa concurs only with Rabbi Yehuda in Daf Mem Hei, who holds Mu'ud Disagile B'Shemir Pechusa. A minimal protection is sufficient for a Mu'ud. And therefore, regarding Shein Beregel, which is always considered a Mu'ud, only a Shemir Pechusa of Ruach Mitzuya is required. But a Shemir Mu'ula, superior protection of Ruach Shein Mitzuya, is not required. However, the Braisa does not concur with Rabbi Meir, who holds Mu'ud Sarach Shemir Mu'ula. Superior protection is required for a Mu'ud. And regarding Shein Beregel, only a Shmira of Ruach She'ein Mitzuya is sufficient. But a Shmira of Ruach Mitzuya is not sufficient. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. And the Braisa also concurs with Reb Meir, because only regarding Karen does Reb Meir hold that a Shmir Ma'ul is required. But regarding all other Abbas Nezikin, even a Shmir Bechusa is sufficient, as the Braisa says, Arba Dvar Matar Miyata B'Shmirasin. Regarding the following four Nezakin, the Pasuk downgraded their requirement for Shmira. Ve'elohein, bar, ve'esh, shein, ve'regel. Regarding bar, the Pasuk states, ki yiftach ish bar, or ki yichri ish bar, v'lo yichasena. He's chayiv only if the bar was not covered at all. Hachiso, pater. But if the bar has even a minimal cover, he's pater, and he's not required to fill the pit. Regarding esh, the Pasuk states, shalom yisham hamam ve'esa be'era, ad avid ke'ein maver. He's chayiv only if he completely neglects the fire, but if he provides any shmir, he's pater. Regarding Shein, the Pasuk states, Ubir b'ste'achar ad da'ovet ke'en uvir. But if it provides any shmira, he is pater. Regarding Regel, the Pasuk states, v'shilach es b'iroi ad da'ovet ke'en mishilach. But if it provides any shmira, he is pater.